hands and begin to worship Him. I want to bless the Lord for the blessing of this season. Jesus came to the world to pay the ultimate sacrifice for my sins and your sins. Can we just go ahead and just begin to magnify Him and bless Him this beautiful morning? Wherever you are joining us from online, let's just lift up our hands in worship and adoration to our King. Let's just bless Him. He's the one who has kept us. He's the one who has preserved us. Bless the name of the Lord this morning. Happy Easter. Glory be to Jesus. He's no longer in the grave. Go ahead and worship Him. Wherever you're joining us from this morning or evening, as the case may be, just go ahead and bless Him. And thank Him for the sacrifice of His Son. Thank Him for the sacrifice of His Son. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. All that you did is not in vain. Thank God we are redeemed. Thank God we are delivered. Redeemed from the bondage of sin and death. Redeemed from the bondage of sickness and disease. Redeemed from the bondage of hell and death. Redeemed from the bondage of Satan and his courts. Redeemed from the bondage of poverty and lack. Bless His name this morning. Honor, magnify His name. Glorious God, we worship you. Mighty God, we lift you up. Thank you, Lord, because you are once again going to speak to us this morning. You will send your word unto us. Your word of healing, your word of hope, your word of comfort. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Blessed be your name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for in Jesus' name we worship. I want to bless the Lord this morning. I want to say a big thank you to the Lord for the gift of life. And we sincerely appreciate every one of us that is joining us this morning for this online experience. This is Dare to Dream Christian Center. We love you dearly. Happy Easter to all of us. This morning, I want to share a message that I believe that is relevant for this season and relevant for this hour. If you have your Bibles with me, you can turn in your Bibles to Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, I'm going to be reading verse 4. Psalm 34, verse 4. This psalm was written by David, and this is David's personal testimony. He said, I sought the Lord, and He, the Lord, heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Please notice, He did not deliver him from some of his fears. He did not deliver him from part of his fears. He delivered him from all. I love a translation that is known as the New Living Translation. It says, I prayed to the Lord, and He answered me. He freed me from all of my fears. Not some, all of my fears. That's what Jehovah is going to do for I and you. There's another translation that is known as the Contemporary English Version. It says, I asked the Lord for help. I asked the Lord for help, and He saved me from all of my fears. The emphasis is on all of my fears. By the special grace of God this morning, I'll be sharing a message that I titled, The Remedies to All Your Fears. The Remedies to All Your Fears. Can we pray? Father, we just want to thank you because your word is already anointed. I pray this morning that as we receive your word will bring healing, hope, restoration, succor. You will reveal yourself in a personal and intimate way to all the people who are going to be hearing me live and those who will listen to this message later on. Glorify yourself. Let the power of resurrection be felt and experienced in every lives. We give you the glory. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. The remedies to all your fears, to all my fear. I want to begin by asking a question that I know people are probably asked. Is there really a remedy to all of my fears? Can all my fears become a thing of the past? Can I live above fear? Can I walk in the realm of victory? The answer is yes. It's important for us to realize that God will never promise us something that he cannot deliver. You can see from the testimony of David here, David said, I sought the Lord. He's talking about his own personal experience. And he heard me or answered me and delivered me from all. Notice, he said all. Ladies and gentlemen, men and brethren, I want you to know on this Easter Sunday morning service that part of the redemptive package that Jesus obtained for you and I is to be delivered from all our fears. We are living in such a time of uncertainty, a time of great challenge and distress upon the nations. But I want you to know that he can give you peace. You can have peace in the midst of trouble. You can be calm. You can be cool and collected in the face of obvious challenges. And I want you to know this morning that whatever form of fear, whatever form of phobia, whatever thing you are scared of, probably you are scared of post-COVID-19 saga, because there's a lot of postulations. There's a lot of things that people are already saying about the economy, about life after COVID-19. I want you to know without any out of doubt, there's none of those things that God does not have a clue or answer about. So you need not worry. You need not fear. Like I did mention the last time, I shared with you that God's purpose and intention for you is not to be afraid. Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, fear not. Why? He said, because I am with you. I want you to know that there is a remedy. The word remedy means answer. The word remedy means solution. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a remedy in God, or there are remedies in God that will help you to walk in victory over your fear. The word remedy also means a successful way of dealing with the problem. There is a successful way in God of dealing with the problem that we are facing right now in the world. The word remedy also means a medicine, a treatment or application that can cure a disease. I want you to know that there's a remedy in God. There's a medicine in God that is available. Listen to me. God has a remedy to all your fears. If you look at scripture, Psalm 46 verse 1, it says the Lord, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. It now says, therefore we will not fear. I want you to know that there's a remedy that is available in God. And that is what I want to share with you this morning. There is a remedy or remedies that is available in Christ. His sacrifice is not in vain. There's a scripture in Proverbs 1 verse 33. Proverbs 1 verse 33, God speaking in form of wisdom there. He said, whosoever hearkens unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet or peaceful from the fear of evil. Listen, there are all kinds of fear out there now. Fear of evil, fear of tomorrow. But we have what I call secret fears. People are suffering also from, external fears, internal fears, generational fears, professional fears, marital fears. Listen, whatever kind of fear you may be going through, there's deliverance. There is victory. You can live above them. There's no form or type of fear that you cannot dominate. And I see you dominating in Jesus' name. I see you walk in the realm of victory over your fear. Ladies and gentlemen, there are remedies. There are solutions in God. And that is what I want to be sharing with you this morning. Listen, if you know that there are remedies, if you know that there are bound solutions, then there's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to panic. Because faithful is he who has promised.
who will also do it, child. I declare over you this morning, the power of resurrection is going to lift you out of whatever predicament you have and bring you to your place of destiny in Jesus' name. Now, before I go further to share with you these remedies that is available to all of our fears, I want to say three quick things about the subject of remedy. Number one, there is no problem without a remedy. There is no solution. I mean, there is no problem without a solution. Listen, even though as I'm speaking right now, the world is battling with the COVID-19 pandemic, I want you to know that scientists are walking around the clock, nations are doing everything within their power to discover the cure. But you know something? In God, listen, the cure is already available. It is just waiting for man to discover. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no problem that man will ever face that the solution is not available. So I want you to know with assurance this morning that every problem has what? A solution or solutions. Every problem has a remedy. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, the Bible says, God will not allow us to be tempted beyond that which we are able. But with the temptation, he will make a way of escape. There's a way of escape. You know something? When you look at the saga of the COVID-19, you discover that there are natural remedies. I mean, that's what you're saying to people, stay at home. I mean, wash your hands. Those are natural remedies you can take. But beyond that, there is also a divine remedy. There's a divine remedy. And you say that is God's way of handling things. And I want you to know that no matter whatever problem you're facing this morning, there are answers. And listen to this. You will not die in the dungeon. You will not die in the dungeon. The hand of Jehovah will bring you out in the name of Jesus. So that's the first thing I wanted to understand about remedies this morning. Second thing about remedies is that these remedies that I want to share with you this morning, these remedies have been well tested and proven. They have been well tested and proven, and they've been found to be reliable. The Bible says in Proverbs 30 verse 5, every word of God is pure. What does that mean? Has been tested, has been tried, has been refined. That's what the Bible says. Those who put their trust in the word will not be put to shame. I remember something back in the early days of being in secondary school. My maths teacher taught us, when you solve a mathematical equation or solution, there's something they call QED that you put at the end of the solution. You put it there to show that that equation is correct. That word QED is a Latin word that means quod erat demonstrandum. Amen, somebody. It simply means that which has been demonstrated or shown. You put QED there to justify the fact that you have met all the requirements. Hear me and hear me well this morning. These remedies that I'm going to be sharing with you this morning have been well tested, used. Look at the testimony of David here. David said, I sought the Lord. He heard me. He answered me. He delivered me. So if it could work for David, it will work for you in Jesus' name. The Bible says this, the same Lord, Romans 10 verse 12, Romans 10 verse 12, the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. Verse 13 now says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I want you to know that I am not talking about remedies that have not been tested. They are things that have been proven. The Bible says, oh, taste and see, Psalm 34 verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Listen, your experience will be victory and triumph over every form of fear in the name of Jesus. Number three, third thing you need to understand about remedies is that these remedies will only work for those who walk it. I say it again. These remedies will only work for those who walk it. Listen, you have a part to play. If you're going to walk in victory, if you're going to subdue all your fears, if you're going to live above all your fears, you must be willing to play your part. Ladies and gentlemen, to every promise, there's a human side. Whatever promise or provision that God has made available, you have a part to play. That's why the Bible was talking about the children of Israel. Hebrews 4 verse 1 to 2. Hebrews 4 verse 1 to 2. The reason those guys that perished in the wilderness perished was that they did not mix faith with what was hard. Listen, Caleb and Joshua, who left from that generation, they mixed faith. They played their part. If these remedies that I'm going to be sharing with you this morning is going to set you high and above your fears, you must be willing to play your part. I want you to say after me, say, I will play my part. Say, God help me in Jesus' name. The Bible says in James 2 verse 26, the Bible says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works, or faith without corresponding action, is dead. You have an action or certain actions. You must be willing to play your part. I see you subduing all your fears. I see you entering into the realm of freedom and liberty over your fears in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, the big question. So how, what are these remedies? What are the answers? What are the solutions to all my fears? Like I did mention, God has remedy to all your fears. I'm going to be sharing by the special grace of God with us seven proven remedies to overcoming fear. Seven proven remedies to dealing with all kinds of fear. Listen, these remedies will put you over, not some, not part, all of your fears. If God could do it for David, if God could do it for other covenant people who walked in these principles, listen, the word of God is not a respecter of persons. It will work for you in Jesus' name. I can see you dominating your fears. I can see you ruling over your fears. I can see you subjugating your fears. If you believe that, say a better amen. So what are these remedies? We're going to see how far we can go today. If we may not finish all of them today, we'll pick it up on Tuesday. So what are the remedies? The first remedy to all of my fear is to put my faith in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. That is the first remedy. Let me say this to you. Self-help, human help, natural help, or whatever kind of help, cannot successfully give you victory over all your fears. Let me say this to you. There are some strategies, human strategies, that they will tell you, if you do this, if you do that, it will give you victory. Listen, it will not bring you total victory. Let me say this to you. Whether you know it or not, fear is a negative spirit. I say that again. Whether you know it or not, fear is a negative spiritual force. If you're going to subdue fear, you need a higher spiritual force. And that force or that power is available in Christ Jesus. Listen, Jesus is the way. John 14 verse 6. The truth, the way and the life. Jesus provides the answer. I've seen several people. My life is a reflection of what I'm trying to say. I have seen people who have been bound by fear. The day they opened their heart and they received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that marked the beginning of their domination and victory over fear. Listen to me. You can subdue your fear. You can walk in victory over your fear. Are you going to allow Jesus to help you? Listen, this warfare against your fear is not something you can do by yourself. You need a higher power. You need a superior power. And the Bible talk about the name of Jesus. Philippians 2 verse 9-11. The Bible say God gave him a name that is what? Higher than every other name. The name of the Lord. Proverbs 18 verse 10 is what? A strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. That name will deliver you. That name will put you over. Listen, I'm not talking about religion this morning. I'm talking about having a relationship with Jesus. Is he your Lord? Is he your Savior? That's what Easter is all about. Easter is about the sacrifice that Jesus paid so that you can be redeemed back to God. Listen to this scripture, Romans 10, Romans chapter 10. That scripture in verse 10 says, with the heart, man does what? Believe it unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. Verse 11 now says, for the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him, watch this, shall not be ashamed. Do you know that shame, ridicule, condemnation is one of the byproducts of fear? Just like worry, anxiety, and panicking, they are offsprings of fear. And I want you to know this morning that if you will receive Jesus into your heart, you make him your Lord and Savior, you will begin the reign and the domination of your victory over fear. It will start. I'm not talking about a facade. I'm not talking about a mirage. I'm talking about what is real. It's in Christ that we find the power. It's in Christ that we find the grace to deal with all our fears. Look at somebody like Moses, for instance. Do you know that until he had an encounter with God, before he found the strength, the courage, the confidence, to go back to Egypt. Listen, you don't go back to where they're looking for your head. You don't go back to where you're a wanted man. You don't go back to a place where their place is certain among. Listen, they were looking for, Moses in Egypt. Why? He killed a man. He was a murderer. Listen, what gave him the confidence to go back to Egypt was because of the encounter he had with God at the burning bush. You need to have your own encounter with God. You need to open the door of your heart to Jesus. That is the starting point of your victory over fear. That's the way to conquer fear. And I mean all fears. Have you opened the door of your heart to Jesus? This is the starting point. Listen, it's only in Jehovah that we can find the strength and the courage to deal with all our fears. Look at this scripture again. Psalm 37 verse 1. David said, the Lord is. He didn't say was. The Lord is what? My light. Personal revelation. My light and what? Salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of what? My life. Of whom shall I? Can you call God your light? Can you call him your salvation? Can you call God your stronghold? Listen, this is a personal thing I'm talking about. The solution to walking in victory over all your fear is Christ. Christ will help you to conquer all your fears. That's why he said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all ye that are what? Laden and heavy burden. He said, I will give you. It's only the person that can give you rest. Rest from the heavy burden. You know, listen, there's no how you can talk about sin without talking about, talking about fear without talking about sin. Because it was sin that opened the door to fear. Jesus is saying, if you let me in, I will give you victory. Listen, this is the first step you need to take if you want to walk in victory. This is the remedy to all your fear. I'm not talking about an artificial solution. I'm talking about a permanent solution. I'm talking about a solution that we go down to the roots. You know, to some extent, I've read some books and you see them giving you some, what I call psychological counsel or advice to dealing with fear. Thank God for, innovation. Thank God for technology. Thank God for science. But hear me. I'm talking about spiritology here. I'm talking about Christ in you. Colossians 1:27. The hope of glory. 1 John 4:4 says, you are of God. Can you say that? Do you belong to him? Does he know you? He said, you have got little children and have overcome. You are not going to. You have already overcome them. He says, you have overcome them that are in the world. What is in the world? Satan and his cohorts. What is in the world? There are all kinds of fear out there. But hear me, in him, in Christ is your victory. Say after me, say, in Christ is my victory. Say it again, say, in Christ is my, if you're listening to me this morning, if you have not made the decision to open the door of your heart to Jesus. This is the best day you can do it. Look at what happened to the apostles. This man, until they met Jesus, they were ordinary people. I mean, Peter was somebody that we knew from, that we know from scriptures, that was dominated by fear. Peter had what I call a loud mouth. But the truth of the matter is this, he was very afraid, he was very scared. I mean, look at him. In Matthew 4 verse 19, when Jesus began to call them to his side, he said, follow me, I will make you into fishers of men. You know, after 3.5 years of working with Jesus, the same set of people, they stood before the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is the highest spiritual ruling council of Israel. Acts chapter 4, these were powerful men. These were, mighty men, erudites. I'm talking about scholarly people, well-versed in the law of Moses, influential people. The Bible says when they saw Peter and John, the way they spoke, the confidence, the authority that they exhumed, they were marveled. They said they took knowledge that these guys were ignorant and unlearned people. But they said they have been with Jesus. Is Jesus in the boat of your life? Is Jesus in the boat of your life? If he's not in the boat of your life, you are not yet well equipped to overcoming fear. Totally. I'm talking about complete, total victory. I want to encourage you today. Open the door of your heart. And if you have opened the door of your heart to him, that is your starting point of victory. I declare over you today in the name of Jesus that your victory shall be permanent. Your victory shall be long over fear. Fear will not dominate you in the name of Jesus. I exercise my divine authority and I pronounce that the yoke of fear is broken over you in the name of Jesus. That's the first remedy. Accept Jesus. Put faith. Let your faith be in the Son of God as your Lord and Savior. Remedy number two. Second remedy to dealing with all our fears is to put your faith in the Word of God. Put your faith in what? The Word of God. You know, in the days we live in, you see that what people have put their faith in is already failing them. You cannot put your faith in. Systems are failing now all over the place. Not only systems that are failing, men are failing, women are failing, governments are failing. You can't put your faith in government. You can't put your faith in system. You can't put your faith in self-help. Self-help cannot even deliver you now. Your faith must be in the Word of God. You know why? The Word of God stands high, higher than any kind of fear. You know, I was thinking about this early this morning. Listen, having the Word of God, knowing the Word of God, and putting your faith in the Word of God, they are not the same thing. Some people have the Word of God. They have access to the Word of God. In fact, some people know the Word of God. But listen, what will trigger the power, what will make the power of the Word to work, is putting faith in it. When I say pray, what do I mean? Put your confidence. Let your confidence be in the Word. Let your confidence be in what he has said. That's what we give you the victory over fear in this season. Listen, you cannot rely on the words of any man. These words, the words of a man is not reliable. Look at this scripture, for instance, Psalm 112, verse 7. He says, he shall not be afraid, watch this, of evil tidings. He didn't say he will not hear evil tidings. There is no how you will not hear evil tidings as long as you are on this side of the eternity. You will hear evil tidings. Listen, this man is not immune to evil tidings, but listen. The Bible says he will not be afraid. What does that mean? He hears it, but it doesn't affect him. You know why? If you read the latter part, it says his heart is what? Fixed. Solid. Steadfast. What? Trusting in the Lord. That is what gives you confidence. That's what gives you victory over fear. In who are you putting your confidence? Or in whom, rather, have you placed your confidence? As the scripture in Psalm 56, David said, the great David, he said in verse 3, he says, what time I'm afraid, listen, he provided a solution. He said, anytime I'm afraid, what will I do? I will trust in God. That's the answer to fear. That's the solution to fear. Listen, listen, and listen good this morning. Let your faith be in the word of God. Listen, whatever anybody knows is limited. Even concerning this issue of this COVID-19 pandemic, whatever man knows now is still limited. God is unlimited. And you need to put your faith and confidence in what he has said. What has he said, for instance? What has he said? If you look at the covenant of God's protection and preservation concerning you, Psalm 91, it says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Abide. You shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He now says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. He says, surely, it is a maybe. There's a certainty about it. Your case is different. You are covered. Surely he will what? He will deliver you from what? The noisome pestilence? Or from what? Listen, there's a certainty. Someone says certainty in the house. It says, surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pest. There are many traps all over the place. Listen, the enemy will not succeed in entrapping you in the name of Jesus. Whatever trap the enemy has set for you in this season, you will overcome in the name of Jesus. There is an assurance in this psalm. This psalm goes further to say, I think verse 5 or 6, it says, you shall not be afraid. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night or the arrow that, listen, there are terrors of the night. There are arrows that are flying by the day. In our second verse, it said, no, for the pestilence that walketh in dark. There are pestilence. You know, I was watching a documentary. They were talking about COVID-19. They said, it's an invisible enemy. And that's true. You can see it. You can see a virus. But you know something? The mighty hands of Jehovah, listen, will not only shield you, will cover you from every unseen enemy in Jesus' name. It says, you will not be afraid of the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. I love the next verse. 1,000 will fall by your side and 10,000 by your right hand. The next verse says, listen, it will not come only with your eyes. Listen, you will just be hearing it. You will not be a partaker in Jesus' name. The Bible says, only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. It now says in verse 9, it says, because you have made the Lord your refuge. It says you made them your refuge, even the Most High your habitation. Look at what it says in verse 10. It says, there shall no evil. It didn't say may, there shall. When you use the word shall in the English language, that's one of the most powerful words. It's talking about an assurance. It's not maybe. There shall no evil. Listen, this is what you need to put your faith in. There shall no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling place. This is the word of the Lord. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled. Put your faith in the word of God. That's the remedy to all your fears. I remember an experience recently. My kid sister, the last one, just put to bed on Thursday. We had a discussion, like maybe a week before that time. She was telling me of all the narrative, medically speaking, some of the, you know, the barriers that were standing in her way. And I asked her, I said, what do you want? She said, I don't want to do CS with this baby. The second one was CS because of the complication. The first one was normal. But this one, I want it to be normal. I don't want to go through anything. But what you are telling me, thank God for good health system, where she lives, one of the best health system in the world. He said, I give you all the option, but I don't want to take that option. I want God to do it. And I told her, I said, gather the word of God, gather scriptures. I sent to her scriptures like 1 Timothy 2 verse 15, where the Bible assures that, listen, covenant, I mean, lady, you will be delivered in childbirth. That's what the Bible says. The Bible even speaks about the Hebrew women. Exodus 1 verse 19. They were more lively and stronger than the Egyptians. Before the midwife comes, they are put to bed. I shared with her. I said, begin to meditate on this scripture. Begin to confess and declare it. Begin to see yourself. A week after, I think it was Wednesday, she called me again. She was telling me about the prognosis. And I've done this. I said, listen, I said, what do you want? He says, I said, keep saying it. He said, they said they can't do induction, induce her. They gave the reasons why they can't induce her. They gave the reason as all kinds of medical explanations. Amen. Somebody in the house. Do you know something? I told her, I said, what do you want? I said, keep saying what God says. Keep declaring what God says. He said, well, they did something. The nurse came home to do something for me that they feel could jumpstart the labor, but the contraction just came. That was Wednesday. I spoke with her. I prayed with her. By Thursday, I checked my phone. I discussed. She's called me. She said, I'm already in the hospital. That was like 3:40 something a.m. So I tried to call her. And when I called her, I said, how's everything? She said, I could see the way she was breathing. Amen, somebody. You know that contraction is taking place. Amen, somebody. She said, well, they said it's about 4 centimeters. I said, don't worry. You are closer. He that began the good work will finish it. I went for my walk before I came back. I've seen the call. She's put to bed. Amen, somebody. Delivered the baby. Normally, she had the pictures of the baby. Amen, somebody. Listen to this. The word works if you stick and hold to it. Let your faith be in what God has said. What does it mean to put your faith in the word of God? Number one, it means to believe wholeheartedly what God has said about you. I love what Elizabeth said. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Elizabeth said, blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a what? A performance. You need to believe. You know, most of the time we believe more in what the experts are saying instead of what God has said. I want to ask you a question this morning. Whose report will you believe? One of my daughters called me yesterday. She's been married for a year plus. And she was talking about some of the challenges, some of the spiritual, attacks she was having, and so on and so forth. She went somewhere, somebody gave her a word, and this is March. March has passed. It's like the prophet. I said, listen to me. God can speak through men. We don't dispute that. Don't put the word of a man above what God has said. I told her. I said, the covenant of fruitfulness is your portion. So let's settle it once and for all. You cannot be barren. The fact that the man gave a prophecy and it didn't happen that time does not mean that it's not God. One, that it doesn't mean again that you should go and lose your peace. I said, listen, hold fast to what God has said above what anybody has said. I said, you need to believe it wholeheartedly. Most of the time we don't believe like we ought to. And you know, it is believing that opens the doors to miracles. It is believing that opens the door to possibilities. It is the believing that opens the door to victory. If you begin to take what God has said about you and you begin to believe it, you begin to rise above fear. You begin to rise above panic. You begin to rise above worry. You begin to, listen, every byproduct of fear will not have you in Jesus' name. You need to believe. Begin to declare, I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do. Believe God's report. That's how you exercise faith. How do I exercise faith in the word of God? Number two, by acting in line with what God has said. Don't let your actions be contrary to what he said. That's what we call corresponding action. Let your actions correspond to what God has said. You know, when Father Abraham was calling Sarah, mother of many nations, and Sarah was calling the father of many, I'm sure, people in the neighborhood said, these guys have gone, they must have gone nuts. You know, old age. When you get to a quiet age, you lose your sense of, being sensible. Listen, those people were making fun and making jest of them. They came for the naming ceremony at the end of the day. What am I saying? You need to make sure that your actions, let your actions line up
with what you believe.
That's faith. That's faith. That's faith in the word of God. Let your actions correspond to what God has said. Listen to me and listen well. It is time for you to start putting faith. The word of God will not fail you. The word of God will not disappoint you. The word of a man can disappoint. Word of a government can disappoint. I've seen men make promises and say, I didn't make it. And you can't hold them to ransom. Amen, somebody. And a man is something to change. But the words of the Almighty God will never change. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, your word is what? Settled in heaven. I want to encourage you this morning. Find promises that talks about your victory over fear. Begin to believe them. Then begin to act in line with it. This is how you can have the victory. I remember years ago, one of our members came to see me. We had closed the service. She had gone home, but she ran back again. And if you see the look on her face, it was like seeing the devil. And I said, what happened? He said, I was going home and I met somebody. I've never seen this person in my life, but this person told me the story of my life. And the person had told me what to do. And I told her, I said, jettison all he has said to you. He said, what? I said, go and sleep. He said, sleep care. Look at what he has said. Look at what he has said. I said, you know what we say? Go and sleep. I said, though some of the things he has said is true, but the remedy he's giving you for the solution is wrong. I said, that's not God. I said, listen, it's not only God that knows things about you. The devil also knows some things about you. That's how we have the issue of familiar spirits. By the time I started showing her evidence of the word of God, you could see that her confidence began to rise. Her countenance began to change. She left that place emboldened, encouraged, and she discarded that prophecy. You know something? To the glory of God, she left UI, graduated, finished her master's program. She's doing well now. Listen. That prophecy she had could have derailed her, could have stolen her joy, could have led her on the wrong path. But she gained victory. You too will gain victory. You will gain mastery. You will dominate. You will subjugate all your fears in the name of Jesus. Let's start putting faith. The word will back you up. I say that again. The word of God will back you up and defend you and give you victory in the name of Jesus. Remedy number 3. We're looking at remedies to all my fears. The third remedy is to walking in victory over your fear is to start confronting your fears today. You know, some people don't like confrontation. Naturally speaking, I don't like confrontation myself, but I've learned that there are some things. Listen, you have to confront them in order to defeat them. Listen to this. You will never rise above what you refuse to confront. You will never rise above what you refuse to confront. Listen, you cannot conquer what you refuse to confront. If you want to dominate your fears, if you want to walk in victory over your fears, you must be ready to look at your fear in the face and challenge your fears. That's how to win the victory. Listen, pretending, evading your fears will not give you the victory. You know, somebody was saying this, I'm going jagele, I'm minding my business, devil will leave me alone. I said, listen to this. On the contrary, even if you go jagele and you go your way, the devil will still come and trouble you. I always tell people, attack is the best form of defense. It's better to be, to be on the offensive side than the defensive side. I remember what Zig Ziglar said. He said, when it comes to fear, there are two options. You can either fight your fears or take a flight from your fears. Two things. Fight or take a flight. Then they define what fear is. For people who take a flight, he said, fear means to forget everything around. It's like an acronym. Forget everything around. You are taking a flight. He said, for those who decide to fight their fears, fear means face everything and rise. You have to look at your fear in the face and speak to your fear that it will not dominate you. That's how you gain the victory. I pray for you this morning that you find the courage to begin to challenge and attack your fears. You will subdue them in the name of Jesus. You will see the end of your fears in the name of Jesus. While I was thinking about this yesterday, the Lord said something to me that really struck me. He said, remember, you can't confront fear with fear. Remember, you cannot confront fear with fear. You can only confront fear with courage. What does that mean? You cannot win the battle over your fears by being afraid. The way you win your battles over your fears is by manifesting courage. Proverbs 20 verse 1 says, the righteous is what? As bold. Listen to me. Who lives inside you? Christ. Who is Christ? The Lion of the tribe of Judah. So you have the spirit of your father in you. And listen, like they say, the child of an elephant, the child of an elephant looks like what? An elephant. The child of a lion resembles a lion. You are not a chicken. Amen. You are not a chicken. Funny enough, have you ever thought about it? There's nowhere in the Bible God refers to you as a chicken. Rather, he calls you what? A lion. The lion of the king of the animals. I see you walking in victory over your fears in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to confront? The word confront is a very interesting word. To confront means to face up to and to deal with a problem or difficulty. Facing up to and dealing with a problem or difficulty. What does the word confront mean? The word confront also means to come face to face with someone with a hostile intent. Remember what I told you last time. Fear is an enemy. It's not a friend. Fear is a foe. How do you deal with an enemy? You deal with an enemy aggressively. And I'm saying this to you that it's time for you to start confronting your fears. Whatever fear you are confronted with today, I see you gaining mastery. I see you walking in dominion over your fears in the name of Jesus. A great woman of God by the name of Lisa Beve, she said, when you confront your fears and when you face your fears, you become fearless. Ladies and gentlemen, that is how to deal with your fear. That is the remedy. The remedy to your fears is not running away from your fear. Don't follow that proverb that says that he who runs away lives to fight another day. Another day may not come. Amen, somebody. The earlier you face it, the better. If you hear what I say, say, I do. Say after me, say, I start confronting my fears from today. Whatever fear you are faced with, you know, I was saying this, thank God for the news. But you see, when you listen to the news, you need to know how to process information. Because not everything about the news is good. In fact, I will put it to you that most of the news that you hear out there now, in this hour, is news of negativity. I was asking myself this question. Why are they not focusing on the people who are recovering from this ailment? Why are they not telling us about the efforts that scientists and people are making to resolve this crisis? That will not sell. Because, listen, the bottom line is also involved. Because in the final analysis, those things must sell. They must sell. And bad news sell faster than good news. So you must choose what you hear. You must challenge what you hear. That thing is right. That's not my portion in Jesus. That's how to challenge fear. That's how to confront fear. Don't keep your mouth short. Like they say in my language, if you keep your mouth short, they drop it in your domot. Apologies. That's a local English. Amen, somebody. Or colloquial way of saying something. If you don't talk, they may drop it. Whatever the enemy wants to drop in your household, we terminate it today in the name of Jesus. We say back to sender in the name of Jesus. I'll be closing on this point. But before I close, I want to share with you three ways by which you confront your fears. How should I confront my fears? Number one, by looking at your fear in the face. You must be, you know, it didn't matter how long Jacob ran away from Esau. He had to face Esau one day. You must be willing and ready to look at your fear in the face. I want to ask you a question this morning. What is your worst fear right now? What's your secret fear? Fear that you are afraid of that nobody knows of. What are your internal fears or external fears? What's that thing that you dread so much? Now, you need to look at that fear in the face. Look at it in the face. That's what courage is. Courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is resistance and mastery over fear. You must be willing. I love a scripture, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13. Paul says, stand fast. He says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men and be strong. I want to pray for you this morning. The courage of Jehovah is rising up from within you in the name of Jesus. Courageously face your fears. That's what Esther said in Esther 4 from verse 14 to 16. He said, although it's not the time for me to go to see the king, he said, but if I perish, I perish. That's courage. That's courage. I see courage rising up within you. I see courage rising up within you. Listen, make up your mind. You're going to look at that thing in the face. And you will defeat your fears. Number two, second way you confront your fears is by speaking to your fears. Oh, the power of life and death is in your words. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says that. Jesus said in Matthew 12 verse 37, by your words you are justified, by your words you are condemned. Job 22 verse 28 says, you will decree a thing, it shall be established. A light shall shine on your path. You know, listen, you can talk to your fears. Your fears has ears. Whatever fear you are tormented with right now, begin to speak to it. I speak to fear. I speak to uncertainty. I speak to worry. I speak to panic. That's how you bring fear under control. That's how you eliminate. That's how you nullify fear. Don't allow fear to take you over. Resist it. Speak against it. The Bible says in James 4 verse 7, submit yourself to God and resist the devil. He will flee. Remember, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear. So where did he get it from? It has to be from the enemy. So say the name of Jesus, I resist fear. I renounce fear. Listen, that's how you defeat fear. Speak against your fears. Say, I curse the fear of uncertainty. I curse the fear of failure. I curse the fear of worry. Fear of evil. Whatever fear, begin to challenge you today. I see you rise and walk in victory over your fears in the name of Jesus. I remember the story of a man by the name of Abebe Bikila. This man was a marathon runner. He came from Ethiopia, the first man to run the marathon in the Olympics with bare legs. He ran the marathon barefooted. I was trying to find out, why did he run the marathon barefooted? That's the 1960 Olympics that was held in Rome. When I studied, I discovered that the shoe that they gave him did not fit him. You know, if they gave you shoe to run, there's a person says, he didn't fit, that's why I'm not going to run. He said, no, I am not going to. Listen, fear will have said, forget. He said, no, I'm going to run this race. I will run it barefooted. He ran it barefooted and he became the first man in history to win the Olympic gold. Marathon, running barefooted. And listen, to prove to people that it wasn't a fluke, he came back 4 years later in the Tokyo Olympics and won it with shoes. So listen, whichever way, shoes or without shoes, I will overcome fear. Listen, whatever the enemy is bringing your way right now, whatever fears, turn your face, speak against it. I see you walking in victory in the name of Jesus. Then finally, how do I confront my fears? You confront your fears by doing exactly what you fear. You must take a step of faith. You must walk in, you see, that's what David did. You know, when Goliath took one step, he took two steps. He didn't run away. That is confronting. That's how you confront your fear. Do exactly what you're afraid of. You know one thing I discovered? The more you confront your fears, the greater your degree of freedom. In fact, that's why I tell people, keep confronting your fears until you subdue it completely. I was thinking about something this morning, and I remember a quote that was said by William Shakespeare. He said, He is not worthy of the honeycomb. He is not worthy of the honeycomb that shuns the hive because the bees have stings. What does that mean? Listen, you cannot partake of the honeycomb if you are thinking about the fact that, bees will sting me. Have you ever asked yourself, the people who collect honey or people who sell honey, how did they get it? They didn't steal it too. They must have gone to the bee's hive. They went there. Listen, I know modern science has brought a lot of protective cover. You can go there. Bees can. If I was watching a documentary, somebody did not even use anything. And you have to be sure of yourself. You know, I went there and took something out of the bee, you know, the beehive. Somebody was telling me that if you don't get them angry, they will not attack you. But how will you know that if you don't have experience or skills? I remember a very funny story. Growing up, some of my friends that lived in the neighborhood used to have a river close to their house. So they catch crab. You know what they call crab? Or they call it alaka, you know, crab. So there was this day, because this boy was so skilled in catching crab. In fact, there were people who wear things like a cover. And they would dip their hands into the hole of the crab and bring it out. But there was one boy, he would not wear anything. He has a way of putting his hand, you know. I don't know, he must have known what he's doing. I didn't try it because I was not sure of myself. I mean, there's a way he put his hand there and he will come out with a crab. I said, wow! Now, you don't try that if you don't know what you are doing. Because your life will never be the same. Because by the time the crab bites you, you will need nature to heal you. Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you this morning that the way to dealing with your fears is to confront them. I prophesy over you today in the name that is above everything, that today marks the beginning of your victory and domination over fear in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, fear will not dominate me. Fear will not help me. I will walk in victory and domination over my fear in the name of Jesus. Can we lift up our hands and begin to worship the Lord? This way we'll bring the message to a close. I will pick it up on Tuesday. Go ahead and begin to declare your victory this morning. Go ahead and begin to declare your victory this morning. I am victorious over my fears. I am victorious over my fears. Christ has paid the victory over my fears. I want to begin to attack and challenge every fear that may be rising to your face. Speak to it. Speak to it in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. The Bible said no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, including the weapon of fear. It will not prosper. You will survive this season. You will succeed in this season. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and speak this morning. I put faith in confidence. My confidence is in the word of God. My confidence is in the word of God. I will not falter. I am victorious. I'm victorious. Lingarato seba ya kereke sureba katorose. Iyabarakoto ruseba ya keruseba ya kata. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.